Okay.
All right, when the cops are in, hold on 1 second.
All right,
you guys are connected.
Hello.
Hey. All right. How you doing? It's Laura Place Colony on General Hospital. How you doing, Laura?
I'm great. How you doing?
Excellent. I hear you're going to be in Italy pretty soon. We're going to have a big Super Self weekend coming up at Disney Hollywood Studios in Lake Buena Vista. The 15th and the 16th of November, right?
That's right.
Very good. What they said in the press release about 36 stars being there?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of us there. There's about 11 of us coming from General Hospital. We have some people coming from a General Hospital night shift, and then you have people coming from One Life to Live and All My Children.
Yeah, very good. You know, Bill watches you religiously. Unfortunately, he was tied up today and he couldn't be with us, so we wanted to make sure we got his questions in because he's a big General Hospital fan.
Okay. Izzy, are you just like ripping him?
No. This is he takes this show. He watches it, so he's a fanatic, you might say. Well, me on the other hand, I'm kind of a casual watcher of TV in general. You know, I pick and choose, and if I happen to find it, but. Impressive resume you have here. I mean, he wants me to ask you how the acting bug bit for you.
How I was bit by the acting bug?
Yeah.
I'm in high school. I did a lot of high school plays, and just really loved it, and I did a lot of theater. And then I started working at my dad's gas station after I graduated from high school, and I was going to own my own gas station in Maryland. And there was a woman who had an entertainment business in Washington, D.C., and I knew her through a friend, and she called me and told me to go on this audition. Oh, she put me on videotape for a show in New York called Loving, and I did that, and a week later they called me in for a screen test, and 2 days later they said, be in New York by 5 o'clock tonight. You start work tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of like crazy insane. And I was about 20 years old.
That's amazing.
It was like life-changing, clearly.
Okay, he wants me to ask you some questions about Carly, the General Hospital. And he wants to ask, when you take over a character like Carly, who's been played by two other actresses, how do you make that character your own?
Well, she was played by three other actresses before me.
Okay.
But I always get in trouble if I say two. it was very difficult because you want to bring a little bit of each actor's personality, and you don't want to disrespect the fans because they love the character. So, I mean, the first 3 to 4 months were very difficult. I did a lot of thinking about everything I said and did. And then I just kind of went, I've got to do my thing, and I have to play her from my instinct and my gut. And I don't know. I think, Sarah brought so much strength to Carly, and Tamara, when she played her, brought so much emotion. So I really wanted to tie those two things in with the character, and then I kind of wanted to make her funny. I wanted to make her Scarlett O'Hara.
So how would you say Carly's similar to you, and what about Carly is not like you at all? Is there certain aspects of her personality that...
Unfortunately, there's a lot of things like Carly that are like me, but probably not to the extent, I wouldn't handle things the way Carly did. I probably did it when I was like 17, but not as an adult. unfortunately, I mean, every time I get a script, I'm like, ooh, well, I can really relate to this storyline. So, I think on daytime you have to pull a lot of yourself into a character because we play it every day. And there's no beginning or ending. We do constant middle. Because your beginning and ending could change. You could find out someone else is your mother, and at the end they turned out to be your sister. You know what I mean? There's all kinds of crazy stuff that happens on a soap opera, and it's 5 days a week.
A grueling schedule for you. What does a typical day start when you do the show?
They used to be really grueling. Now, yesterday I had a 2:30 p.m. call time. I got to work at 2:30. I was done at 8:30. It's only grueling now if you are in multiple sets in a day, which could easily happen, or if we're shooting a wedding or an explosion or something. that stuff, you know, special effects and weddings take a long time.
Sure, sure, depending on the size of the set and everything with your...
Yeah, and the amount of dialogue. And sometimes if you're doing a wedding, we'll do more than... And it would take a couple days. We shoot it all in one day. So, you know, because you have that set up just for the day.
How is it playing Carly and having Sarah Brown, the original... Was she the original Carly on the show playing another character now?
Yeah, the original Carly.
That's wild.
You know, I have to say, at first when I, you know, they told me long before she came on that it was going to happen, and to not worry, and at first I was like, well, that's going to be really weird. And I have to say, from day one, it was not. I love working with her. She's just fantastic to work with. She actually is one of my favorite people to work with, because I know no matter what, that's going to be a good day of work. And Sarah's fun, you know, and nice, and from day one, she was like, you are Carly, I'm not. Just so you know, I want nothing, you know. She was just so respectful and appreciative, and in return, I just love working with her. So, you know, I thought it was going to be weird, and it turned out not to be.
Oh, that's excellent. When you get your lines for the day, say you're shooting an episode, and are you able to put in your input? It's like Carly would never say that. She'd say it this way to the director. Do you pretty much follow the director's orders?
No, the other thing is kind of like, you know, I mean, I've been doing this straight for 18 years, and I would never honestly think that I know anything better than the writers. I'm not a writer. I don't claim to be, and I don't want to be.
Right.
There are instincts that I have on the set that, you know, I'll say, wow, I didn't know that I feel like I would do X, Y, and Z. And then the directors love that. They come back with, okay, so what do you think? And then we, you know, we don't have a lot of time in daytime to talk about things anymore. So when you have an instinct or you feel like, wow, I'm working really hard to get this whole speech out, but I feel like it's too much, we should move faster with the scene, we'll cut half of it. And I don't necessarily think at all that a writer would go, no, keep it, because the point is to... You don't want to lose the point of the scene or the intensity of a scene. And, you know, I think daytime writers get a really hard time. You know, they write 5 days a week. They have to keep the ball up in the air. And you know, they don't get a round table discussion or reading and hear their words on the paper to go, ooh, that doesn't work. You have a person sitting alone in a room writing a script for, you know, 20 actors. And you know, I would pretty much guarantee if they were on the set with me, and they would go, oh, yeah, cut that. It doesn't work. But they don't get that opportunity, you know.
Right. You also wanted me to ask you if we're privy to this, will Michael ever return? And if so, will it be the same actor?
I always said, you know, I don't know if it'll be the same actor, but I jokingly say, you know, we'll see him when he's 16 and, you know, hot with a six-pack. And I'll be like, wow, the you know, the physical therapy in that coma home rocks. You know, with daytime, all of a sudden you turn around and they go upstairs when they're 5 and they come down when they're like 20.
That's right. You might end up with a plumber for all we know, right?
Well, let's hope not.
Anyways, before we get you to do a promo for our show.
Absolutely.
Oh, excellent. And I want to remind everybody, we've been talking today with Laura Wright and Carly on General Hospital. And don't miss the Super Soap Weekend coming up November 15th through 16th. ABC's putting it on at Disney Hollywood Studios in Buena Vista right up the road.
It's our last one, so everyone needs to come out and have a good time.
Very good. Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun up there.
Oh, so we're going to see you, right?
We're hoping we can come up. It's about a 3-hour drive from where we're in South Florida. So if we can make the trip, we'll definitely be in touch with you once we get there.
That'd be great.
I'll tell you what, the way the promo goes is, this is, you say your name, Laura Wright, I play, whenever I'm not blank, you fill in the blank, I listen to Man Talk.
I listen to Man Talk is what I have to say?
Yeah, just, hi, this is Laura Wright. I'm on General Hospital. I play Carly. you know, however you want to do that part.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I'm not blank, I listen to Man Talk. And you fill in the blank with whatever.
Oh, I fill in the blank. Okay, whenever I'm not blank. Okay.
You, I mean, we've had everything from surfing to sleeping to in the hospital. I mean,
right.
Come up with is fine. Okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll count you down.
Okay.
2, 1. Here's.
Hi, this is Laura Wright, Carly Corinthos-Jax from General Hospital. And whenever I'm not working, I listen to Man Talk.
Ah, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, Laura. And we'll be
hey.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Bye.
Thanks for the interview. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hi.